Welcome to GamerCast, episode 163.
For the 12th of July, 2009.
And we're back.
Whoa. Yeah, we're back after Adam tried to blow up Cyprus or something.
Yep. Cyprus. So I had a nice time in Cyprus, chilling out. Little internet. I didn't have too much. I was quite nice to be jacked away for a while. I did have to check my emails at one point. But it was not the only thing that kept me from getting a little bit antsy was the fact I was reading a really good Warhammer book. And I spent most of the time in the pool and at the beach. So
get a waterproof computer and play Warhammer.
Yeah, I wish that was so. That would be so cool. One of those like industry ones that you use for like surveying stuff, and they're all made out of rubber and stuff, and have it in a floating thing, and I could just sit there in the pool. Just that I wouldn't get out of the pool. I would just stay in the pool playing video games all day. It'd be great.
That's not very good, is it?
No, I did have to get out a couple of times when I got a little bit too wrinkly because I stayed in the pool.
Yeah, that's what happens if you stay underwater all the time.
Yeah. I did buy myself a really cool snorkel mask. Oh, it had like this weird dump valve. So when you go underwater and the snorkel fills up, you just poke the snorkel back out of the water and you just blow hard and it dumps all the water out the bottom. Oh, that's cool.
High-tech snorkels.
Yeah, it's great.
Right, let's get on with the news, shall we?
Yes.
Let's talk about this Blood Bowl game of yours.
Yeah, a while ago we had an episode called Blood Bowls about... Yeah, it was called...
Did we call the episode that?
I'm sure we called the episode Blood Bowls. I'm sure of it. The game's actually out. It's out, I believe, in Germany. I was talking to my mate Mike, who's a big...
Germany fan.
Blood Bowl fan, and he's been really following this heavily... looking at the videos and stuff. He's got a copy for the DS downloaded. Unfortunately, he had to do it the R4.
I don't see the Blood Bowl episode anywhere.
It must have been in the show notes, Blood Bowl.
Yeah, it was in the show notes, but I don't think we
could. I don't think we might not have called the episode that. He's got
just a shout out to everyone in the chat room. Hey Baxter and all the other 20 people in there. Hey dudes.
Yeah. he's got hold of the DS copy. He did say that he found that the PC copy is available on digital download, but it's not available to purchase yet. It should be out on the Xbox as well, but its release into UK has not come up yet, so obviously there'll probably be a PC and Xbox and DS hard copy game out, but it's not for a while yet. Another pop cap. Plants vs. Zombies.
Dude, you're talking about Sonic.
Distracting. You're putting zombies in front of me and you expect me not to get zombie distracted. So yeah, it's out. I've not managed to download a copy yet, though I wanted to get one, so it's when I'm not so busy I'm going to download a copy and do a review. From the first glance of looking over my mate's shoulder while he was playing it, the DS version is more like the tabletop game where it's a strategy game, where obviously I believe the Xbox and PC version will allow a mixture between a standard tabletop game plus the ability to play it like you would play NFL Madden. So looking forward to that one. It's nice to see more Warhammer games coming out. Since the release of Warhammer Online, which is still fighting to keep its premise, but like WoW, I imagine it'll take a while before it gets a good foothold in. There's also been announced that there's a Space Marine game where you're actually playing third person as a Space Marine, which actually looked really violent and good. I'm quite liking
that. Is this still this Blood Bowl game?
No, I'm just going on about other Warhammer games.
Is this on in the show notes?
No.
Do you have permission to talk about this?
No. But you're playing a game with a zombie that looks like he's eating a peanut with eyes.
He is.
He looks like he's really enjoying that. He's eating his brains. So what have you got to do? Try and stop the zombies from getting to the flowers?
Yeah, basically it's like a tower defense game. Only you just have like 5 rows and they come towards you.
I like PopCap. They do some really good games. I managed to get Sarah addicted to Peggle. Because I got Peggle on my iPhone and she's playing that on the plane. And she's going to go buy it for her iPhone. She really likes Peggle. I've yet to play Peggle for WoW yet. You played Peggle on WoW?
No. I did see there's a Twitter client for World of Warcraft now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Blood Bowl. Blood Bowls.
No, you've been distracting me and I'm going to die now.
You got a zombie with a traffic cone on his head. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. It's not top of my range on games. I must admit, the other Space Marine game that's coming out, and Batman and Forza 3 are all top of my tier at the moment. But yeah, it's got my interest from kind of a weird sports game where you're playing orcs and raven rats and loads of other things. So yeah, looking forward to that. Also on the news, that I'd be able to see if we didn't have zombies in front of the news, StarCraft 2 rumor.
Just a rumor.
Some analysts were looking at Activision, who have been putting back another game. From the looks of it, that it may actually punch back StarCraft 2 until 2010, which is...
Well, yeah, basically, the beta
was
is a little bit delayed.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's eating my flour.
Myself, I don't really put too much stock in this rumor, considering the fact that the beta is for multiplayer balancing issues. So I could really see it may be that it is on time, or if anything, it is going to be closer to Christmas. But there is a chance that it may actually do get delayed until early 2010. They were saying that they were thinking first quarter. Well, that's a big, big area to say that it will come up, and it's bound to be hit here by first quarter. So I don't take too much stock in it myself. Hold your horses, because soon, in end of August, we'll be having BlizzCon. Flower, sun to your right, there you go. So BlizzCon will be out, and it will actually be, hopefully, announcing the next expansion for Warhammer. Not Warhammer. Warcat. It's the zombies are putting me off. It looks like they're eating giant Rice Krispies with eyes.
They are.
Warcraft. Thank you. Brain's working now. So you should be announcing the new Warcraft and any further details on StarCraft.
The rumor is, it looks like they're going to be announcing a new IP and possibly a World of Warcraft expansion pack.
Yeah. So, but, you know, everybody presumes that when Blizzard do a BlizzCon, there's always going to be something new and exciting and stuff, but it is a convention about the people who play Blizzard games, so it's more about the turning up and doing the competitions and getting things signed and picking up your comic books and your other bits and bobs, and it's a way for people to just geek out over Warcraft and Blizzard. So,
oh no, he ate my flower.
I think too many people are getting too used to the fact that something...
They make big announcements.
Yeah. It just happens to be that there are big announcements to make, and it's a perfect opportunity to get people excited about it or show people new stuff. Like last BlizzCon, everyone knew about Wrath of the Lich King. It was just an opportunity to see more of Wrath of the Lich King and have a go at some of the parts. So yeah, I'd be curious to see what comes out on that. But yeah, I'm not holding that much stock in this news, whether they're going to be releasing when and where for StarCraft 2. Though myself, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good. Yep, zombies are in my way. Go on, move it to the left. That's it.
Well, I want to talk a bit about StarCraft 2 in a bit.
Okay, you want to talk about StarCraft 2. Hit pause.
Because the beta... pause? No way, dude. The beta program is scheduled for this summer. I know, yep. I've signed up. I don't know if you have.
No, not yet.
If you haven't, you can sign up with your Battle.net account by going to Battle.net.
I've not yet to go down that route of Battle.net. I like
why not?
I like getting into. I like things working.
When I have working? To, what are you on about?
When I have to, I will. To be honest, I probably will sign up the next time I shove on Warcraft 3 or something like that and decide to install it. But I don't know. Part of me is thinking that I probably won't get Battle.net until either they force me or I pick up StarCraft 2.
What are you... Why?
Well, just lazy.
Just go to Battle.net, merge your WoW account into a Battle.net account. And then you have a Battle.net account.
Yeah.
And you log into World of Warcraft with your Battle.net account. Mm. And then you can log into StarCraft 2 with your Battle.net account. However, if you've got StarCraft 1, that uses a different Battle.net account. And I've forgotten mine, of course.
Can you use this new Battle.net account with StarCraft 1, or is it only for
the
new...
No, I wouldn't log in with my new one, so I don't know what the deal with StarCraft 1 is anymore.
Did you try Warcraft 3?
No.
Okay, so I'm not sure how that's going. You want to talk about the...
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they're saying it's going to be delayed because the beta program is delayed. I mean, they never really gave a date for the beta other than the summer. Yeah. Well, the last time I checked, it's still the summer.
Yeah. And we know that it is a beta for the multiplayer aspect for balancing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's, to be honest, it's a beta program to get people playing the game so they're buying.
Yeah.
It's a demo.
Yeah. But at the same time, they can get off what people are playing to make sure that everything works, because obviously they're not going to need to beta the single player campaign. That should already be near enough completion. This is for the multiplayer.
Yeah, but even if they have to delay it, who cares, to be honest? I mean, you know, there's Halo ODST out, Forza Motorsport 3 out,
Batman,
there's other stuff to, fuck that,
Mini
there's
Ninjas
other, screw that, there's other games to play besides that.
And we just get excited about the next and third announcement on our list, but next.
Oh, that game's gonna suck, I'll tell you that. If somebody in the chat room can guess what the third thing is on our show notes, it's a game which has recently been announced and it's gonna suck. If you can guess what it is, you'll win a prize. Falklore will never guess what it is. Who? What, are you talking to me?
No, he can't guess.
It's Command & Conquer 4. And it's gonna suck.
Yeah. From the looks of it, it is carrying on from Tiberian.
Yeah, it's just set like 5 years after Tiberian Wars.
Because what was the Command & Conquer, you know, the number? Because you had Command & Conquer X, which was all of them bundled together. So you had Command & Conquer Tiberian Sun, which is a futuristic one. You had the Red Alert.
The storyline goes like this. There's Command & Conquer, which is now typically dubbed Tiberian Dawn. Then there's, this isn't in release order, this is in story progression order. Then there's Command & Conquer Tiberian Sun, which came out in 99-ish. And then you have Tiberian Wars,
which is number 3.
Yeah.
And then you've got the side issues of...
Then you've got Red Alert 1, 2, and 3. They also chucked in a Generals release. They did a Renegade shooter game as well.
Because Generals was just kind of like a...
Generals were just something they, you know... They just did a strategy game and put Command & Conquer on it.
Yeah.
Just for the marketing value of it.
So yeah, if... I must admit, with the way the Red Alert was taken up, it's... I think they're still trying to push out new games. And fair enough, it is going to be, obviously, I'm presuming here, but the amount of quickness from this, it is going to be a slightly updated engine. It's not going to be anything majorly new. Maybe a different way of going about it, different units. They did say something on the article we were looking at of the different types of units that they're actually going to be going for. And the way that they're going to be knocked out.
There isn't much news about it. I mean, the official EA website is just the trailer saying it's coming soon, basically.
Yeah.
It shows very little in-game footage. It shows a couple of like renders of some of the vehicles.
Yeah.
But aside from that, there's not much about it. But it's going to be the full trailer is going to be announced and released in the next couple of weeks. So just see if we've got a date for that.
I'm curious to see how long it takes to come out, because it may be something where they're actually. They're calling it Command & Conquer 4 because this is like...
Well, yeah, it is following on from Tiberian Wars, so it is
this is the next one. Maybe
series.
They are going to use a new engine, but obviously...
12 days, 7 hours. That would put us... next Friday the 24th-ish.
Okay.
According to their countdown timer.
Yeah. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. Myself, I'm getting back into an RTS mode at the moment. I've started playing Dawn of War.
I'll put Dawn of War on it then, shall I? Dawn of War.
Yeah, I basically, while I was away, I was reading a Warhammer 40k book, and I've just got myself back into it again. And so I installed Vista back onto my Mac and started playing Dawn of War Soulstorm. Yes, I know it's not the greatest one out of the lot, but I do like some of the add-ons that you do get for the Space Marines, like the Grey Knights and stuff like that, and the different way that it connects everything up. I must admit, out of the whole entire series, my favourite one actually was the third one, with an introduction of the Necrons. But, it wasn't a too bad of a game. I did feel like I was cheated on that one. But I must admit, the only reason I installed it was, out of all of the Dawn of War games, it was the first one I could put my hand to on the box. And I went, yeah, that'll do. Installed it. Had a bit of Dawn of War fix. Got back into playing.
Yeah, give you something to do then.
Yeah, it was nice to get back into a bit of RTS. because I don't have a major amount of space, I can't really go and installing all my PC games all the time, because I use my Mac for doing a lot of artwork and stuff. So I must admit, with a bit of foresight, I really wish I could have gone for a desktop Mac, just for the fact I would love to have been able to add in an extra hard drive so that I could...
Well, you can always stick in a bigger hard drive, surely.
Yeah, I must admit, it is something I'm looking at, because I want to go into the Apple Store, or not the official Apple Store, but the ones that are the side licensed ones, and they...
Dude, you just need a hard disk.
Yeah, they're the ones that you go to, and they'll strip your Macs apart and...
Dude, I can do that for you.
So I'm going to look to see if some of the new specs that are out for the new Macs will be compatible with my model. So I'm looking to see whether or not it is possible to upgrade my Mac up to the 8GB that they're releasing MacBook Pros to at the moment, and to see if I can get a bigger hard drive in. If I can do that, I'm very tempted to upgrade my Mac, just for the fact if I could get a terabyte hard drive in my Mac...
No, I don't think you can get terabyte drives in the...
that sort of size.
Because it's probably a 2.5-inch disk.
Yeah. But if I could get much, much bigger, I would be incredibly happy, just for the fact that I would be able to have Windows on my Mac at the same time, and I'll be able to use what I intended to do, which was to use Windows as a gaming platform for playing my games, and then I just use the Mac OS X for doing my artwork and my general day-to-day gubbins. So, yeah. But I must admit, I'm still kind of... I'm trying to find that extra bit of money this month for
upgrades.
No, I want
for monies.
I'm really tempted to get Dawn of War 2. I've been looking into it again. That's why I sent you that video. And just for the fact, it's just something.
Oh, this is what you're trying to do. You're trying to get me to get it.
Oh no, I was.
And then you'll say, "Oh, I'll get it because Paul's got it."
No, but that's a really good idea. I like that. No, it's more in the sense of, like, that old conversation we had when we were talking about the different games. You've got your kind of, like, Command & Conquer, and then even more Dawn of War, which was more squad commanding, even though it was base building basics. And you've got your tier going up to the final, which is always Supreme Commander, which was your serious,
Supreme
massive...
Commander is where it's at.
Yeah. And I like the fact that Dawn of War 2 has gone a bit further to the left, where it is, like, it's an RTS, but it's more about the people you're commanding and the squad and stuff. And then you go up to the other end of the spectrum and you've got Supreme Commander, where you're serious base building. And the fact that the thing that I love about it for RTS games is queuing up your bots to build stuff. I think it is the best thing ever. And waypoints. Waypointing stuff around. And patrols. For having such a large map, I think it is the best thing ever. But... Yeah, that so rocks. But yeah, I'm getting in a bit of a Dawn of War kind of, ooh, wanna buy? But I need to get something cheap. So I'm hunting around trying to find the best price at the moment. I think $19.99, and maybe, I think I'm sure I found it $14.99 somewhere. I have seen it come up onto the cheap section on the internet a couple of times, so I'm waiting for it to maybe pop up again and then get hold of a copy. But yeah, impressed with that. So, you ready to come off your zombies for the next thing? Because I know you want to talk about this.
What, Dawn of War?
No, the one after. We are getting excited about this announcement.
Hang on. Before we do this, let's talk about the game I'm playing.
Oh, you want to talk about the game you're playing?
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah, Mike told me to get this. DVD Mike. This is Plants vs. Zombies. Now, if you know, like, I like tower defense games. You know what a tower defense game is?
Yeah, I've got couple of good ones on my iPhone.
You can. There's a path, and you build towers to blow all the stuff up. And you've got to do it the right way, or otherwise they get all to the end, and you'll lose.
Yeah.
And you have to upgrade your towers and so on and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And typically, you get money by killing things, and that gives you more money to build more towers and upgrade them. Mm. This Plants vs. Zombie games, however, is very... I mean, it's the same as similar other PopCap games, and that is very well presented.
Great graphics. So one thing I do like
about it. Well, I wouldn't go as far as saying great graphics. I mean
the drawn graphics. The
style of it is good.
The graphics
themselves, it's fracking limited to this resolution.
Yeah.
So I can put it in full screen and force my monitor to run at that shit resolution. Why even don't just have higher resolution graphics? I have no idea.
Yeah.
And put it in higher resolution because, you know, for frack's sake, some people actually have high resolution screens. And if I had like a, you know, look at it, it's tiny. You can put like 6 of these windows in my monitor.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Anyway, aside from that flaw, it's similar to sort of tower defense in that you've got your garden, and zombies come over from the right-hand side and they get to the left-hand side. And if they all get to the left, there's five rows basically in the garden. So you all have zombies going down those five rows. So you have to defend each row. And instead of getting money by killing the zombies, you have to collect sun, like these sun things, which allow you to build more plants to put in the way. And so there's actually, the strategy in it is more how to sort of also manage your resources. Because if you notice, I've built loads of sunflowers here, which produce more suns.
Right.
So I get more money to spend on my plants.
Okay.
So that's why I've got these like massive rows.
And then
of
you've
resources.
Got two different types of what looks like the
eggplants
out of Mario that fire stuff out.
Yeah, I mean it's you've got the basic sort of tower defense stuff in here. You've got slow-mo towers which slow the enemies down. You've got your like regular shooting towers, and you've got your double shooting towers. And you've also got like explosives and things like that, which is somewhat a bit different. But you've also got things to block the path of the zombies.
So let's go through the characters of the plants that you can get. So you've got the first from the left. We've got a green.
Well,
this is
I put this order in here myself because
okay.
I've got so many things. Once you get to the higher levels, you have to select which weapons you want to take with you. So I've got my double shooting pea thing there. My sunflowers, my big rock thing which gets in the way, my underground explosive mine thing, my slow-mo tower, and my big munching flower
which like,
eats
looks people. Like out of Mario. A lot of the plants do look like they're out of Mario. But, yeah, I quite like it. It's well nicely drawn.
Yeah, I mean...
colourful.
Yeah, I just downloaded this from Steam. It's not very expensive. It's only like, you know, $6.99. It's quite good. I mean, I've been playing it most of the afternoon, actually. I'm finding it, this is only the demo, but I'm finding it very difficult to get off of it.
Alright, well, you had Steam up. You can do me a favour. How much is Steam selling
Dawn of War? They are selling it for £199.
My god, Street Fighter 4 is on.
Which one is it?
Number 2.
$34.99.
Ouch, my arm.
I know Steam is expensive.
Oh. I'm having a fit in the corner.
Oh. Yeah, Steam, come on, drop your prices.
Yeah.
Put it up Relic for nine Super Pack? What the hell is that?
Put it up for £9. Company of Heroes, Dawn of War, and Dawn of War, Dark Crusade.
What? Does it not have Homeworld? Boo! Homeworld, now there was a good game.
Yeah, I remember buying that so we could play it against each other. That was good.
Yeah.
The problem is, every time I play Homeworld, I automatically want to play Eve. I did notice on news, Eve had a massive bank scam.
What?
I didn't want to talk into too much about it, but there was this...
Somebody ripped off like a trillion monies.
Yeah. It was quite a big article, and I was like, I can't be asked with this, because we'll be talking about it for ages, and our next article is a bit more important, considering the fact we have been talking about this constantly for God knows how many episodes now. But... yeah, I must admit, this it's a good tower defense game. It's very comical as well with the zombies. It's nicely flash animated style of graphics with the way that everything moves around. The zombies are quite comical with the fact that they all look pretty similar, but one will have a bucket on its head, another one will have a traffic cone.
Those bucket ones are armored.
Alright, so the bucket ones are armored. What about the ones with traffic cones?
They're slightly less armored.
Okay, and then the ones with nothing have got less armor again. What about the one that had a flag with brains on it?
I don't know what the deal with him is.
He just likes brains. So on the far left, you've got lawnmowers.
Yeah, basically, once a zombie reaches a lawnmower, it goes across.
And then that's the end of that section. So you've got to defend all of them. They've got to basically, the zombies have got to take out each one. Or just one lawnmower.
They need to do it for each row, as far as I'm aware.
That's cool. I must admit, the thing I like about the what's the company called again?
PopCap.
They make really. Oh, you've got one with a javelin. He's making a run for it.
Yeah, he can jump over things.
He's
not going to get very far with those guns there, though.
No. They're just really nice games. You look at them straight away, you think they're for kids, but they're not. It's just nice. It's comical. It's nice. It's like. Sarah took one look at Peggle and she was like, what the hell? Well, she swore at the time, but you know, she looked at it and was like, what is this you know, is it a game for kids or something? And I literally showed her how to play it, and I said, be careful, this is as addictive, if more addictive, than Tetris. And yeah, she...
Hey, I won't go that far.
It's up there with Tetris. I must admit, I put it up there with the addictiveness of Tetris. Tetris, I can play endurance for a long period of time. With Peggle, I'll play until I die, like, twice, and then I'll turn it off, and then I'll come back to it again, complete the bit I was on again, carry on playing again, and die a couple of times and go, yeah, I've had enough of it. So I must admit, I can't play Peggle as much as Tetris, but I put Peggle up there as a game I like just as much as Tetris. But, yeah, I'm impressed. No, it's quite a good game, and be to try and find out when this finally comes out on, or if this is something that they'll release on iPhone.
Play it on your computer.
PopCap are quite doing a lot for the iPhone format. So yeah, anything else you want to say?
Plants vs. Zombies, check it out on Steam. It's probably available on all the other, like, different places as well.
Yeah. Oh, they're rushing you. They're rushing you.
Dude, I've got a good economy going on here. I've got solid, you know, defences up. They're not going to get very far.
Yeah, and you're shooting peas at them. Peas and frozen peas. Oh, I think I know what it is. If it's a garden, I know what that... I'm curious if it's a rock or a potato.
It's a walnut.
Hover over the little different plants a sec.
Too late.
Oh, well.
Hello, we are about to launch an all-out attack on your house. Sincerely, the zombies. Alright, I'll stop it there and actually pay attention to things, shall I?
Yes, please. So that was Plants vs. Zombies. Impressive. Do you want to say it? You found it first, so you get to announce it. What has been announced,
dudes? There's some fantastic news. This goes way beyond Supreme Commander 2. Mm. This goes way beyond StarCraft 2.
This goes beyond the.
This
Halos.
Goes beyond any Halo bollocks.
Yeah.
Mech Warrior.
But not only Mech Warrior. This is not Mech Warrior 5. They decided not to do MechWarrior 5. This is MechWarrior reboot.
Yeah.
Not title, it is just called MechWarrior. And the trailer, a couple of trailers are out, the final release trailer showing what it is going to be like is out, trying to give a feel for it. They also mention a lot of things that are happening, what planets are on, what war is happening, to kind of give a sense, because a lot of the different MechWarrior games and Mech Command all go through different points of the planetary wars that happened in the series. And it looks good. Straight away from the video, they kind of give a sense of some of the different capabilities that are available, like normally your radar is based off satellite transmission, and the satellites were down, and he actually fires out this drone that for a few seconds will point out what's around him building wise, which I thought was
good.
Really nice, because I did like some of the features that we had when we used to play Mech Assault on the Xbox and Mech Assault 2. But even when we were playing that on the original Xbox, on headset, on Xbox Live, we always kept saying, yeah, this is brilliant, this rocks, but why can't they make MechWarrior again? Even if on the Xbox, MechWarrior would just be amazing again.
Well, let's back up a bit.
Yeah.
So this is being developed by Smith and Tinker, which was founded by one of the dudes who founded Faster Studios. So it's got at least some of the same original people who developed the MechWarrior games. It's also being done by, what are they called? The people who did Call of Duty on the PSP.
Mm-hmm.
Those dudes as well.
Yeah. And the good thing is, MechWarrior is old enough that most people who are in game development today would have played it when they weren't in game development, or early days of playing, being in their job roles. So it's something that people would have had fond memories of playing, and even the MechWarrior series has spanned it over quite a length of time. So,
I mean, the original one was released on what, the SNES or something?
Mm. I never played the original one. I jumped in on MechWarrior 2.
What, when they had a DOS version?
I can't remember if it was on DOS. I don't think it was DOS. Might have been.
I think it was 2, which was on the PC first. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, I'm impressed with the trailer.
Right, well, yeah, let's talk about the trailer.
Yeah, let's talk about the trailer.
One of the things me and Adam have stressed is that we want to be... The trouble with Mech Assault was you didn't feel like you were inside a mech.
Yeah, it was a third-person mech.
You know, you could have really been just a person walking around.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like you're in this humongous... The trug,
and you can't see properly, and you're limited by the cockpit size, your speed...
So yeah, in the Mech Warrior games... It's first person. You're in the cockpit as a person, you know. So you're not playing as a mech. It does feel like you're actually the pilot of this mech. You can look around and you see like your cockpit around you and stuff.
In
like
some
that.
Of the games, you did have that ability to come out.
Well, yeah, but that was not the default view.
Yeah, that was kind of like
that was just something useful if you're doing something
maneuverable sort of thing, because you could never shoot properly from there. If you wanted to shoot anything, you had to get back in the cockpit from the target. Perspective.
It was good to look around corners and stuff like that, but that's about it.
The great thing about it was, because it was a PC game compared to it being on the Xbox, was the fact that you could
go crazy with the controller.
Yeah,
and joystick, keyboard,
lots of buttons, lots of features, a lot of ability to even shut down the engines and take yourself off radar. Now, I must admit, I am curious whether there is going to be two versions or this is going to be a simultaneous version, because if it's going to be on the Xbox, that means we're limited by buttons. Are you going to be able to shut the mech down before? Is it going to be like this more
slimmed
down version?
The limited button thing, I mean, you've got enough buttons on there for your basic features.
Yeah.
You've got enough buttons for shooting all that stuff. And if you want the advanced stuff, just press a button and it brings up a menu.
Yeah, the hold down.
And you can quickly, you know.
Yeah, which has been used a lot and done very well in some games. Done badly on others. But, yeah, I must admit, I don't know if every MechWarrior fan is going to be made happy with. The video looks like classic MechWarrior, and it looks like it's going to feel like classic MechWarrior. And I must admit, the MechWarrior games have got less complicated with the amount of buttons that there were as they've gone along, because I do remember having different...
Dude, I've got a keyboard. Use all the buttons.
Yeah. And when I found out it was on Xbox, I was kind of curious whether there'd be any difference. But
hey, DVD Mike is in the chat room.
DVD
we were
Mike.
Just talking about his game, Plants vs. Zombies.
So yeah, it all depends on how close they get to the classic MechWarrior. But I am hoping
look at the trailer. It does look like classic MechWarrior.
It looks like he's going to play like classic MechWarrior.
You know, you're in the cockpit. It feels like you're in the cockpit. You know, you can look around. The dude was like doing something, and to launch a drone, he'd look down and press it. So even if you just press a button on your keyboard and your pilot looks at the controls on the dashboard,
yeah,
that's cool. So yeah, they've got this drone thing to do reconnaissance instead of using satellites in the previous games with like fancy radar and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, especially for multiplayer.
Yeah.
Because say only a scout mech has that ability.
Yeah.
And you want, instead of just taking like four of you in a lance, just have four heavy mechs, you're going to need to
scout
diverse
out.
A bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And you want your scout to run around, deploy the drones so you know you can
get
see what's
about,
going on.
Move quite quickly. Because they really did show that the heavy end mech that was there, that basically.
The Atlas
moved so slowly, and it took him a bit of effort to get around that parking lot. Because it was like near a multi story car park he was using for cover, and the other one could move around quite quickly and pop back out again.
Well, yeah, that was a 4 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think it was a Warhammer.
Whatever. Look, it's got the body of a 4, but I think the 4's got the bigger gun on top, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's one of the medium
weight
mechs.
But I must admit, the name has changed for what it was called. So people might go, oh, no, that's the wrong mech. But the classic one I like is the one that's kind of like a torpedo body with the classic 2 arms and the massive missiles on the top. Now, that was
the,
always...
what's it called?
Now, in MechWarrior 2, its original name was a Timberwolf. And I always played as a Timberwolf. But it got renamed in MechWarrior 3, continuing on to MechWarrior 4, because all the names got moved around a bit. Because I remember...
The Timberwolf was something different in 4, wasn't it?
Yeah. So all the names got moved around, because I think it was a change of company that were doing some, and everything got moved around a bit. Because I remember the other favourite one I had, beginning with a V, that got its name changed as well. So a few of the names got moved around from the models. But it's still
Mad Cat, that's the one with the big guns on the shoulders nowadays.
Yeah, it's Mad Cat is that, but originally that was a Timberwolf. So a lot of them have moved around from each one of the series, and I must admit, I was more of a... I jumped in on number 2 following, but we'll get onto that through the when we look at the history of it. But yeah, I must admit, the look of it is really saying, I'm really fast, I'm really sluggy, and after this bit with the drone, it actually shows him finding another contact, and all of a sudden it fires off the jump jets, lands on a building, and then boom, you just see all of the glass in the building just go flying out in this smoke of smashed up glass. So it
shows. So you should, dude. This is 2009. I expect glass to break.
Yeah. But straight away, he had damaged the structure of that building with him landing on it. It looked like it was just about holding him up. Then he comes out, fires out a couple of missiles, hits him, hits the building, the whole building just drops. And then he goes in for the kill, and then he sees something, stops, and the smoke blows away, and then the Atlas is stood right in front of him. But straight away, it gives the ultimate feel. Now, one thing I am curious about, which was always kind of portrayed badly in Mech Assault, and kind of disappeared as you went through the game, was in the first MechWarrior 2, you had hopping. You could lose a leg and hop. And I think later on, you just stood still. I couldn't remember if they carried on the hopping. But you could lose an arm or a missile pod, and you really had to... You were battle-worn, and you had to really sort it out.
Yeah, essentially, when you started the mission, you started off fully repaired, and gradually, as the mission went on, you got in a worse and worse state because you could never repair yourself.
It did show... The good thing about it was the fact of all the guns were showing the heat spots where they were overheating and heating up.
Heat sinks is a major part of the MechWarrior games, because you can put on all these guns onto your mech,
and
you can get away with one massive shot which blows the crap out of anything, but your mech is disabled until it cools down.
Yeah, or blows up if you... Because you always had this thing of, you could shoot off any guns, you'd have them all on the number counts, or I'd always have it set up, you could hit enter, and it would fire off every gun simultaneously and overheat, and you were like, the heat cap sink would get right to the top, and you're like, if I push this one more time, I'm going to blow up. And I always kept going on about, in previous shows, I had that technique of powering down my engines and sitting in a lake and just having the water up to the... just coming over the cockpit and watching someone come past, stand up, and just fire off and let the lake keep my heat sinks cold so I could shoot constantly with all my weapons.
And of course, MechWarrior, you could tweak your mech.
It was customizable.
It was like Gran Turismo for mechs.
Yeah.
You know, you could decide to put guns on it, or you could decide to put more heat sinks on it and have faster firing weapons.
Yeah.
And things like that.
So, the trailer itself, you could see that they put key points in to get people excited by the look of the game, but also the fans can pick up on the little tidbits like that of saying that it's going to be classic MechWarrior. The fact that they've not even bothered to put a 5 at the end, they've just said, look, it's taken this long, we are just going to start a scratch and carry on. And it looks like they're going to keep the fans happy with this one. So I must admit, I'm excited. It's really... And I'd be very curious to see what the gameplay, if any, difference between the PC version and
Xbox. With the IGN interview, the bloke, the Faster Studio, Smith & Tinker bloke, did hint at the idea of cross-platform play between the Xbox 360 and PC multiplayer.
Which has not been done since the technology came out with Shadowrun.
Because they also developed Shadowrun.
Right. Now, if they've got it all working better, that would be quite good, because this is a game that will probably get picked up a lot more, where Shadowrun was kind of feeling like it was either a PC game or an Xbox game, and it kind of fell between the two. And it was an online-only kind of that type of game, and I think that's...
Shadowrun was just chucked out to demonstrate the technology.
Yeah, where this one, they're not going to muck it up, because this is... It's gold.
But there is a lot of unknowns yet. And not because, for any reason, the publisher... They don't have a publisher yet.
Yeah.
So Microsoft might publish it, but I don't think Microsoft can... You know, although Microsoft is licensing MechWarrior to them to develop, I don't think Microsoft's too interested in giving them any money to publish it.
Yeah.
Because they did say they wanted to do really... Like, they wanted to do Conquest mode for multiplayer. And so it was persistent.
Hmm.
So, you know, you could the red dudes and the blue dudes or whatever can fight over the planets, and, you know, it will persist over...
Yeah, like what the whole idea of MechWarrior was, where you have the dropships come down, and it's a battle for that planet.
And they want to do that for the multiplayer. But again, it depends how much cash they have, otherwise it might just have regular...
Yeah.
Limited multiplayer like the previous games.
If it is kind of like an on-planet constant server battling where you can just log in and you will just drop it. You would have your drop pod drop your mech down and you will join the battle on one side or the other. Would make a great element for the game, especially the fact you'll have the whole content of people playing on Xbox Live on the Xbox 360 and then people playing on Xbox Live on their PCs. So,
and the best thing is the Xbox news will get hammered.
It all depends on the gameplay. I hope it's not too arcade.
When I've got classic. My joystick, they're going to get nubbed.
If it is as good as MechWarrior was on the PC, on this new one for PC, it will make me go buy a joystick for my Mac and install a big chunk of Vista to play this game. I would be that.
I've told you to delete your fracking Hibernate file.
Yeah, I'll have to go find that.
Just go to, the disk cleanup, and there's an option on there to remove the Hibernate file. If you do that, it will also disable Hibernate and remove the file. So that'll be it. That's from the cleanup wizard, where if you go to the drive, you can go to properties on it and just clean up and run it as the administrator. On Vista, it will give you an option here if you want to clean up just your files or system wide. And the Hibernate file will be one of the options. That will give you 4 gig of space.
Sweet.
So if you really want to be suicidal, you can disable system restore as well. And you can also remove most of your page file.
Yeah. MechWarrior. Still a lot of unknowns. I think I am hoping, touch wood, fingers crossed, that this does not become another Spore.
It won't.
I can't see this happening. This is MechWarrior. There is not.
They know what they're doing. The trailer looks awesome already.
Yeah. Straight away, the trailer says we are following the rules of MechWarrior.
It's got all the gameplay points I wanted. Yeah, it feels like you're driving the thing.
Because there are two elements to it. Story.
Not fuck the story. I want to drive my big robot around.
I know, but story allows them to keep true. And I know the fact that there has been a story of all of the different factions and the people fighting through all the games. Plus the fact that this actually was turned into an animated TV series that went through the storylines through all the mechs and different things and how they were all fighting each other. And also, where's your little MechWarrior dude?
Don't know where he's gone nowadays.
Yeah, but your little mech dude from Mech Assault, which is limited edition, which I've got as well, that is actually from a tabletop game, which is quite big.
Well, that's why it's got all those funny controls on it.
Yeah, and it's from a tabletop MechWarrior game. So MechWarrior is still alive as a
board game.
So they've got something to live up to, which means that if they're following that, then the second point, which was the classic inside mech suit gameplay, must follow. And that trailer straight away said, I'm not just showing you a mech walking around, I am showing you that this is classic. I'm in a cockpit, and I am blowing the crap out of anything that comes up to me. And
except
I've got to do
apart from the bit where he gets blown up himself.
Yeah, and it's...
And loses the mech, dude.
Yeah, and it was that classic, I need to eject sort of thing. And I must admit...
Although the ejection system is broken.
I didn't like...
It fires him straight up, and then he comes back down over his own explosion.
Yeah, it needs to kind of launch you in another direction. Because that was the thing that was cool and yet annoying in Mech Assault, was the fact of getting... You've always wanted to get in and out of your mech, and then finally you could get in and out of your mech, and it just became annoying. But
yeah, in Mech Assault 2, for example, they introduced ability, you can get out of your mech and you can hack somebody else's mech and all this sort of stuff. But it was overpowered and too many people used it.
Mm.
It should really be a last resort option.
Yeah, and you kind of got that sense of, wow, this is really big, but then it didn't seem really big, and... There were lots of good features in that for an arcade style game, but no, I was quite impressed. But yeah, I managed to get a copy and paste off the net of all of the games.
Adam can do original research, copy and paste. You can tell he went to university.
Yeah, I did it the classic way of trying to find all of the games that were out for MechWarrior. So you got MechWarrior, which I'm not even sure what it was on. We're thinking it was SNES. And then the one I had, which was MechWarrior 2, the 31st Century Combat, which was absolutely amazing. I got that, and then got the second expansion pack, which was Ghost Bear's Legacy, which was quite cool. And it was all kind of in frosting, and you had this like mech that was kind of like a bear, and it did have close combat weaponry. It was cool. I can't remember what it was called. It was kind
Big
of a
bear mech.
It was a some sort
hey,
of bear.
Hey, Baxter.
Name. But yeah, that was quite cool. Just for the expansion map, and the first MechWarrior game on the PC had this really cool mode that you could go into this vision, and if you're trudging along in the snow or the desert or something, and you couldn't see what was coming, you would go into this weird view, and everything.
You'd have like a night vision.
Yeah, but it looked like Star Wars on the Commodore C64. It was all blocky lines and bolts of energy looked like triangles coming to you. But it worked really well of being able to distinguish.
Wait, it was based. They basically had like, you know, the outlines.
Yeah, and it made it a really quirky idea of having this kind of viewer come up to help you distinguish a mech out of like the shrubbery and buildings and stuff like that. It did get changed again in the third one, which was still a Mech 2, which I had as well, which was Mech Warrior 2 Mercenaries. And that was good. Mech Warrior Mercenaries was a great game, and they changed the view to kind of like this heat vision view, which is still good again. But the thing that always got me down with the Mercenaries was like, right, I'm completely screwed over from the last match. Now, do I go in with full missile pods, or minus a leg, or do I lose the missile pods, go in with machine guns, but I've got both my legs working?
Yeah, even number 4 mercenaries would put you in the same situation where, you know, you could just get screwed over and that would be it, because you just wouldn't have enough money to fix your mech up.
Because you weren't working for a faction that paid to have your mech all fixed by the next mech. And it gave a different sense of the combat, which was really great.
It was a good game.
Yeah, it was really good. So yeah, you had those first three that came with Mech 2. Then you had Mech Warrior 3. I can't remember if there was any expansion. I don't think there was any expansion packs for that, or anything particular for that, but that was the one that I started playing online. That was when I started playing video games online, and I started playing Jedi Knight 2 online and this, and I really did enjoy playing this online. I must say, I'd love to be able to play it with broadband. It would have been a lot better than all the lag I used to get on dial-up.
Well, I do have my copy of Mech Warrior 4 here. It does still work, because I played it with Catherine like 3 or 4 years ago.
We may have to set something up.
You're going down, noob.
Then obviously Mech Warrior 4 was out, and then they had Black Knight and what was it, Vengeance, which was Black Knight Mercenaries and Vengeance, and then obviously the new Mech Warrior, which is for the reboot. Then you had also Mech Commander, which was kind of like the tile type squad command style game of moving around.
Yeah, they weren't very good.
I looked at it, never that impressed. Then they also brought out
Mech Assault.
Mech Commander 2. Then we jumped into Mech Assault, which has had two releases. You had Mech Assault on the DS, which is a really weird game, and then you also had the standard Mech Assault on the Xbox, which was pretty good. And then we had Mech Assault 2, which was kind of like the bee's knees of Mech Assault games.
Yeah, it took Mech Assault to a whole new level.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, it still was in the arcade direction, but it was better than Mech Assault 1.
Yeah, it brought it into a different line of being able to customize your mech, getting into different types of mechs. Obviously, it moved away from the customization that the original PC game gave you, and that flavor of being able to have
that
your own mech.
That was all just gone.
But you did have the advantage that you could choose the colors that you wanted, and whenever you logged into a mech, it would actually change color to allow you to identify that, you know, if I'm running around and I'm the bright yellow dude, when I get into a mech, Paul could see that I'm the bright yellow dude instead of it being a gray mech that I just got in, so you can distinguish from person to person. And then it would also change color to like red or green or blue, depending on what team you're on when you're doing.
Multiplayer for Mech Assault 2 is actually quite good, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was a good way of running around, and we were very fast paced, but the fact that the game had a very locked axis on the waist, so when you were using the analog stick, it literally controlled from the waist downwards, so you could literally just rotate your stick and you could
run around in a circle, carry on shooting,
but the upper part of your body would always stay put, pointing in the same direction, so you had to use the right analog stick for the upper part of the waist, which for an arcade game allowed you for a lot fast pace of action of being able to run around objects and strafe really quickly while shooting in the direction you were not going to try and shoot at people. Where in MechWarrior, it was a lot more cumbersome, but that's what made the game great, was the fact of you're trying to run in the same direction.
You're in a 50-ton mech, it doesn't turn.
And you're rotating the torso, you're 90 degrees, and you hit 90-degree lock. You're getting that extra 15-degree look in your actual human head out the side of the cockpit, trying to go, the guns won't move. And you're knowing that as you're rotating the guns around, you're actually changing direction that you're running in, and you're having to quickly glance the other way in the cockpit.
Exactly, you could...
Just to make sure you're going the right way, not running into a building.
In MechWarrior, you use the rudder control, and that would rotate your upper body.
Yeah.
But once you hit that lock, you'd have to rotate your legs around.
Yeah. But if you rotated the legs, it was so slow that you would be taken out really quickly.
Yeah, you really have to watch yourself, especially in Mercenaries.
Yeah.
Because
that was fast pace.
Yeah.
Get in and out, taking people...
If your legs were the wrong way round and you needed to get over and... Yeah. Keep up with somebody running down. Especially like a small scout mech who can dance around you quite easily.
The different levels of armor really gave for a different style of combat. Because I must admit, there was another game that came out at the same time, which was very similar. And that also had a video game, not a video game, a cartoon made for it. I can't remember what it was called, but they had wheels.
Thundercats.
They had wheels on the bottom of the mechs.
He-Man. Wheels on the bottom of the mech.
Yeah, so they would go into kind of like a stance, and they would it would go into a drive mode, so they would just drive around at speed, but they weren't very maneuverable. Well, they were maneuverable, but not in a fighting combat. It was just to get around, and then they would drop into a very slow luggage run for the maneuverability. And I remember having that one, but I cannot remember what it was called. But that was very similar, trying to run off the MechWarrior feel that was out at the time. But MechWarrior was always my favorite. There was just something about these mechs. And one thing that I am hoping that this new MechWarrior game actually brings to the table, and that is customization. I want to be able to feel that it's my mech. You know, get a bit of love for the you don't want it destroyed.
The thing with MechWarrior, you lost the feel in Mech Assault, but in MechWarrior, mechs were rare.
Yeah.
You know, you could replace a pilot easy, but the mech, that's something, you know...
And they were war... You know, they had scars on them, they had paint, they had like the really cool graphics stuck to the side. It was like someone's fighter in World War II sort of thing. You know, there was this love for this machine. It was the way that you did combat. And I'm hoping that they give you that ability of, okay, you've got all these different mechs for all these different situations, but I want it to the point where you are like playing multiplayer. You know, you're the sniper, you're the heavy artillery, you're the scout. You know, when you're playing any first person shooter, these mechs allow you to play that gameplay that you want to actually be, fast attack, heavy artillery, tank type of person, or middle ground, having the jump jacks or not having jump jacks, being able to run fast, the different types of ammo or weaponry that you're carrying, the gauze gun, auto cannons,
rocket
miniguns,
packs,
the missile
laser
pods,
guns.
Yeah, and all the different ways and the different combinations. But I want to be able to see, you know, paint my mech. Not in too much detail, but have a bit more customization. So on the battlefield...
Put a guild tab out on it.
Yeah, to the point where as we're going into battle, I can distinguish your mech from anyone else's, and
yeah,
you can distinguish
mine's
my
a
mech.
Cool looking. It's either going to be black with red trim or red with yellow trim.
Yeah. And I must admit, the things that you can do these days, like, look at... I'm not on about the detail of, like, Forza Motorsport 2, but if they just threw something in and went, look, you don't have to use it, but we just threw this in here for your mech to customize it, and you could just go nuts with it. Or even if it's to the point of being able to get a load of different graphics, and it's just that small area that you put your sticker on, the skull and crossbones, or whatever you want. And then... types of stripes you want, what colour stripes, and you know they just look cool with the battle damage and everything, and the missile pods, and straight away when you looked at that video, it really did give a sense of classic MechWarrior.
Yeah, definitely. So we're looking forward to that. That should be out sometime next year. It shouldn't they get published and don't go bankrupt or anything like that.
Yeah, otherwise I will cry. I think the only way this could go like Spore is that it just doesn't come out. that's where I will be crying, because if it comes out, I think it's going to hit the button. I'm sure there will be one or two things that we will be picking at and saying, but
it's a big improvement over Mech Assault.
Yeah.
And that's all we asked for.
Yeah. But, this is just going to be the game. Which was nice to have this final thing come out on this show and be able to talk about some of the old classic games and trying to, that feel of playing those old games coming out, considering this is our last show together in person. I'm not going to cry.
After this we'll be doing it all on Skype, because we probably won't have an episode next week because all my stuff will be ripped apart and in boxes.
Yep.
But we will be back the week after that with Skype.
Yes.
So we might sound a bit different and we might be interrupting each other a lot more,
and we'll be on two different webcams on the chat channel, or maybe three if I can get the DV camera up and running, if there's anything to show. We will be running on Skype. I'm not going anywhere. I'm still in the same location, but Paul is often moving to move in with his lady. So he will no longer be in the GamerCast studio.
No, the GamerCast studio would be retired.
Yep. What's coming in here? Is it still your stuff, or is your mum using it for storage?
It's going to be mostly my stuff still, because there's no room for it in a flat.
Yeah. Do you know where your PC's going to be? Because she's moved in now, hasn't she?
Yes, I know exactly where it's going to be.
Living
and
room.
Whatever's currently in there is going to move.
Yeah.
I've worked it out.
I'm already reworking.
If you look at my OneNote thing here, somewhere I've got the dimensions of the room all worked out. Yeah, there we go. So it's all on there.
So do you have a room that's yours that's got your stuff in?
No.
So it's a room that's got both of your stuff in, so it's going to be a room with both of your computers in.
Yep, probably.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, I've got to redesign the den at the moment, because I want a bit of a reshift and I want a new table put in, so I'm kind of like a drawing table here, my PC desk here, and then like a table for doing crap behind me, sort of thing.
Not very nice, you can just spin round.
Yeah, and only one entrance out, which means it'd be quite cool.
Well, I remember the first time I got a second computer in here, I had a table here as well. Like,
yeah.
Running here, yeah. It was like, yeah, well epic.
Yeah.
Back when I spent a whole afternoon transferring everything with floppy disks from one computer to the other.
Ooh, old school.
This was before the computers had networks, obviously.
Unless I
went with the school business models, which had network cards. But no, mine had joystick ports.
You gotta have joystick ports. Gotta have joystick ports.
Anyways, feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net.
Yep.
You can, leave us a comment on the blog at gamercast.net. You can send Din and Dal lots of money on Steam Beetle Cartel, preferably about 15,000 gold. You can also say hi to Grinley on Steam Beetle Cartel.
Yep. Slowly getting there.
Yeah, I might be playing a bit more WoW, actually, when I move in. I don't know.
Because Catherine's not been playing WoW at
all. No, she's not played WoW at all since it ran out.
I'm guessing she won't be until she's found herself a job. Because she's job-hunting at the moment. I saw on Facebook she's sorting out a showreel and applying.
Yeah, she had an interview on Friday with EA. So let's see what happens with that.
Cool.
But I suspect if she gets a job, she won't have time to play WoW.
Which EA... is she going for?
It would be Bright Light or Criterion. Because that's the two studios they've got in Guildford.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so we'll be back on the 26th. And then hopefully we'll be back to normal then. And hopefully with the Skype stuff, we can actually get the shows going a bit more kick-ass.
Yeah.
Because we'll get Adam doing more work.
Yeah, we're going... If anybody's got any hints of the subject matter...
We can also phone people up on Skype and get them on. So, like, Rudis, look out. Chris, look out.
Yeah.
Amelia, look out. And then I live with three gamers in my flat, so that's more people.
So,
although I suspect half the time I'll be telling them to shut up because I'm trying to record. But never mind.
Yeah. Well, now I will have my girlfriend coming in and bugging me while I'm trying to do the show. My door to the den does not... when you shut it, it's got like about an inch gap. So you have to put your shoulder into it to make it shut properly. So I can never be arsed, so it's always got, I've got this massive big pebble from Cornwall which I use to prop it open to let the breeze come in, so it's normally open. So I apologise now if we start getting background noise on the next episode because Adam, there's people talking in the background. But
Adam, would you tidy up your mess in here?
Oh yeah, but
no, no, I'm doing the show. Look what the time is. Just because I'm here doesn't mean I'm not doing the show.
That's the thing. Most of the time, all you'll hear during the show is probably someone smashing pots in the background, because normally when I'm doing recording the show, she's cooking. So,
God, tell her to be quiet.
So I may end up having to shut the door and open up the window or something. So it's just going to be a bit of trial and error in the
next
2 episodes.
What are you
going
to be doing microphone-wise?
Well,
because you'll have to get like a headset microphone if she's going to be really loud.
The cool thing is, I am going.
The cool thing is, microphone. I've got my ideas.
So I'm using my normal.
Your headphones with a microphone.
My big cans I've got with no microphone, but I've got a Logitech microphone because basically the Guitar Hero World Tour microphone that comes with the kit is actually a proper Logitech microphone, a really good one. So not as good as yours, because mine doesn't have a stand.
In your face, noob.
So the good thing is, I just plug it in, USB, plug and play, and I'm away. So, that didn't mean to rhyme. But, so I'm going to use my cans and that microphone. I might try and, I'm tempted to try and see if I can
close to the mouth.
Try and get something to
make
a stand.
You just put it up for your like, T-shirt, and then just have it like flopping out like that.
And then I walk away and I yank everything off the table.
And the beautiful thing with doing it with Skype is I can use this computer to record, and I can walk around with my netbook and headphones. And as long as I've got a Wi-Fi connection, I can do the show.
That's cool.
It is.
So yeah, I'm quite looking forward.
I could even do it over the cellular network as well.
Yeah, I got.
So you might have me walking around in Aldershot one day, walking around my microphone.
The other cool thing is, it means that if we've got a show that we know roughly what we're doing, because we can pass notes backwards and forwards on email.
Well, yeah, what we'll be doing is we're going to be.
My iPhone's got the Skype program, so if I'm not at home, we don't have to miss an episode.
I've decided what we're going to be doing. We're going to be using Office, OneNote from Office 2010. So you're going to get that. It's going to cost you about £1,000, but that's all right.
Yeah.
You're going to have to use Windows. And then I can just edit. I can just press a button here, and then you'll see the change at your end. If you're on the local network, we could do that already, but you're not.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to have a play and try and find some different things where we'll be able to do something. But
OneNote's where it's at.
Yeah. But
anyway, so we'll see everyone later's.
Yep,
so I will point out, however, this show won't actually be uploaded until Wednesday, because I accidentally uploaded all too many back episodes already this week. I miscalculated a tiny fraction. I was uploading 300 megabytes of stuff, and so it probably won't actually go up to Wednesday. But so that will tie you over.
Yeah, that'll keep you going, because obviously we're not going to be here next week because you're packing, and then we'll be. Back. I must admit, I honestly could not resist coming up one more time to just do this show because of MechWarrior. If it wasn't for MechWarrior, I probably would have been pushing to.
Yeah, if we did a 7 megabyte show, I could squeeze it up.
Yeah,
we don't.
I just wanted to do this one last show. Because that's the thing, I'm only ever going to see you on webcam now.
No, I'll be down here occasionally.
Cool.
Like when my mum needs the TV retuned, when she can't put a DVD on, and so on and so on.
And when you want something out of here.
Yeah. Which would be, Mum, can you send me an IDI cable? Which one's an IDI cable? You'll have to come down yourself and get it. So yeah, I'll still be down here occasionally, I suspect.
Sweet.
Because Aldershot is crap. Right, so we'll see everyone again on the 26th or whenever I said it was.
Yeah.
Catch you laters.
Laters.
Laters. Laters.